You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show for November 27th, 2016. This is the show where we pretend to enlighten people by giving them messages of hope. You know, like telling them that their house no longer has a roof because that gives them the hope that their roof actually isn't missing. And then imagine the joy they must feel when they get home and their house has a roof. It's like a joy they never knew they could feel until I called them. I don't know where I was going with this intro. You know, basically we just make prank calls here. That's all it is, it's prank calls. I'm not in the mood to convince everybody otherwise today, so we're just gonna make prank calls in today's show. Probably to the same list as we did earlier this week. I have nothing new to report with the whole FBI debacle that's happening around here. A few people in comments on various things, they seem to be waiting for the punchline to all of this. But no, I swear I'm not kidding, you guys. I actually did get raided by the FBI. And it's related to prank calls, but it's not because of prank calls, it's because of how I got the information for a prank call. And no, not social engineering, but, you know, other things. I've lost all of my computers temporarily, but I'm slowly building the collection back up and things are slowly getting back to normal around here. I still don't have my Asterix box configured, but I did buy a $40 computer that I think is going to handle Asterix just fine. I just haven't gotten around to installing it yet. And then I have to set up the entire thing again. That's going to be a big pain in the ass. But that's my next thing that I want to get done. And, you know, try and get the studio sort of back to where it was before. My favorite comment about all this stuff that's been happening lately, it comes from Holden on the phonelosers.org comments. He said, "It's totally normal to want to listen to the PLA all day, every day. But borrowing Roy's computers to do it seems completely over the top. Ba-dum-tsh." I thought that was a good one. Thanks, Holden. It made me laugh anyway. You'd think they could just subscribe to the podcast feed like everyone else. Today's show is sponsored by Greg T. Greg T is one of the many supporters through Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks, Greg T, for supporting the show and helping keep this whole thing going. If you want to support the show and you don't like Patreon, there's also a way to do it at phonelosers.org/cactus. which is a monthly subscription that gets you extra shows and other random things that you probably don't care about. I'm such a great salesman. But support the show if you like it.
It's fresh. It's live. It's unlike any number you've ever called. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-900-835-5000 for the kind of girls you dream about. Call 1-900-835-5000 for the girl of your dreams. You'll love talking to us. No one will treat you better. 1-900-835-5000. Call now. $3.98 per minute for adults only. We're waiting.
Today, I am once again doing this directory that I did earlier this week, the one that was sent to me by a guy named Eric. I also did this on the Hobosode that I released this week, where I called up Trump supporters and thanked them for supporting Hillary. They didn't like that too much. Anyway, I think I'm just going to do another page or two of this directory and see how it goes since it's Sunday morning. I think a lot of people will be home today. And I got a list of ideas here from I Regret Jumping. He's the one that accidentally carved his PLA Halloween pumpkin upside down. What a dummy. But he wants me to do a bunch of post-Halloween show ideas that he's given me. And most of these ideas are just related to Halloween. Like, my house was TP'd on Halloween night and I just found out it was them. I think I'm going to start out with that idea, with the first number on the list here.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I live over on San Juan Road. I'm your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And I guess you're aware that our trees were toilet papered on Halloween night. Hello?
Yes. I don't. You're my neighbor.
Yeah. I live over on San Juan Road. It's Roy.
Roy.
I wave to you all the time.
Okay. Roy, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, Anyway, someone toilet papered our trees on Halloween night.
Uh-huh.
And we just found out it was you. And
no.
I think you owe us an apology.
I haven't put toilet paper out on trees.
Yeah, you just totally toilet papered all the trees in our yard, and it was a mess.
You are kidding. You've got the... wait a minute. You've got the wrong person. This is Ann. I am 88 years old. I don't know who you think you're calling, but I have not done any such thing.
Yeah, ma'am, just like, you know, being 88 years old, that's no excuse for you to be toilet papering
our
trees.
Well, I have not done that. I don't know what you're talking about. Halloween night, I didn't even get out of this apartment. Do you live at the...
Yeah, I live over on San Juan Road, and my next-door neighbor, his house got egged. You didn't egg his house, did you?
You live on where?
I live over on San Juan Road. Here in the neighborhood.
This is the senior citizen apartments on Drive,
uh-huh.
Back of nursing home.
Oh, geez, I totally have the wrong number then. I'm so sorry. I thought,
yes, you totally do.
I thought you were the one.
And owe me an apology for interrupting my Sunday with such a stupid thing.
What were you doing that I interrupted?
What was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business what I'm doing Halloween night. I didn't do it, and I don't appreciate this phone call.
Yeah, it's just a mistake, ma'am. I'm so sorry I made a mistake.
All right.
But you're sure you didn't do it, though? You're positive? All right, she's gone. Damn you, Eric, and your outdated directory here. Give me a bunch of old numbers, people that don't even live there. What the hell? And I was trying to apologize to her. I was going to apologize to her. I just wanted to know what I interrupted so I could properly apologize to that lady. But she hung up on me before I got around to it. I almost feel like I should call back and make sure she gets the apology that she deserves. But I'm not going to do that. She's probably on the phone already anyway, calling up all of her friends, telling her about the crazy call she just got. And they're all being outraged together. Basically, I just gave Anne the gift of a conversation starter. And a reason to call up a bunch of friends and family, so you're welcome, Anne. Instead of an apology, I'll just say you're welcome. She thinks she's upset, but in reality, she's like, ooh, stories, I get to tell stories.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
Who's calling?
This is Roy, down the street. I live over on Pelican.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Alrighty. What's going on?
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess you probably know why I'm calling. We figured out that it was you that TP'd our trees on Halloween night. And, you know, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to make a big thing of it, but could you at least say you're sorry? So you're
this
just,
is a joke, right?
Well, I guess it was a joke when you TP'd my trees, but it wasn't very funny because I'm the one that had to take it all down. So if you just want
really, who is this?
If you just want to laugh at me a bunch, I guess whatever, you know. I just all I wanted was an apology. That's all.
Well, I tell you, I didn't toilet paper you anything. I didn't. I wouldn't do such a thing. That's crazy to even say that.
It was a Diane. We saw him jump out of your car. You know, we have a security camera out there. We figured out whose license plate it was. We know it was you, so there's no reason to pretend you didn't do it. Just apologize, you know? Just do the right thing.
Hey, Di, when was the last time you toilet papered somebody's house?
Oh, so she has a long history of doing that to people's houses?
Who is this, Ed? Is this Ed?
No, my name is Roy. I live over on Pelican.
You're good, man. You're good.
You're not. You're like toilet paper in my house and stuff. And just listen, okay? Yeah. Stay the fuck away from here next year, okay? That's all I ask. Stay the fuck away from our house.
All right, buddy. I'll do that.
All right. Give,
no, not really. Who is this?
I've told you so many times now. I'm Roy. I'm Pelican.
Yeah, Roy who? Roy who?
Yes, on Pelican. Look, it doesn't matter. Look, I forgive you, okay? I forgive you. You're forgiven.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'll sleep tonight now.
Okay. But,
all right, thank you, Roy.
Enjoy going to hell, because you need to apologize to me. I mean, it's
how
Sunday.
How are you not laughing? I don't understand. I don't understand how you're not laughing.
I was in an accident in the 80s, and it left me with no more emotions.
All right, this is definitely Ed. I know it's Ed.
It sucks, but it's something I have to live with. Anyway, I'm very upset that you never apologized, so I'm just going to let you go, okay?
All right. Goodbye, Roy.
All right, bye, Adam. Fuck you. Oh, I don't think he heard the fuck you. So I don't know if you guys thought that was funny, but at least Adam did, and that's all that matters. I made one person laugh, at least. It's kind of nice to have that instant gratification when I make a call. All right, let's call up Sam and Connie. Oh, it's busy. It's a busy signal. What the hell? Who has a busy signal in 2016? They must be on the internet. I'm going to write down on the list to call that one later when they get off the internet. Whoa. Holy crap, you guys. For those of you who don't know, this is a busy signal. This is what it sounds like when you're on the internet and someone tries to call you. I don't know why I'm getting an actual busy signal instead of just disconnecting this time. It's very strange. It's a very soothing tone, right?
Hello,
Barney?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, how come you toilet papered my trees on Halloween night? We figured out that it was you.
You would be so wrong about that. I don't even live there.
Well, why would you come all the way back here just to toilet paper someone's tree? Did I do something wrong when you lived here?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, not at all.
We
saw on the security camera that it was you, and I'm not sure why you'd
do
that.
Do you know
that.
What I look like?
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I look like?
Of course. Yeah, you lived over on... You don't live here in the neighborhood anymore?
I have never lived there in the neighborhood.
Well, why would you come over here just to toilet paper my trees? It doesn't make sense.
But believe me, a 67-year-old, I have no interest in toilet papering anything on Halloween or any other time.
That sounds like something that someone who toilet papers trees would say.
Yeah.
To try and convince
me
that
it's a joke, right?
No, not at all. I just
you're joking.
No, I don't. I don't
no
joke at all,
not,
especially not on a Sunday.
I wasn't there on Halloween. I can prove that I wasn't there on Halloween.
What were you doing? Whose trees were you toilet papering?
I live in Durham.
What?
I live in Durham.
Yeah, it's a short
but
drive.
I'm sorry that you know. I don't know how if you really believe that. I'd be glad to meet with you sometime. I'm going to be there in a week or so.
Oh, see, you're here all the time. You probably come here all the time to toilet paper trees.
Undoubtedly, I do. That must be it.
Yep. Okay. Well, whatever. I was just hoping for an apology, but if you're not going to give
you're
me,
never gonna...
huh?
You're joking. You've got to be joking.
No,
I'm
not
you?
Joking at all. I'm just. I forgive you.
Do you live in?
I live over.
No,
on...
no, please.
I live over on Pelican.
I don't want your forgiveness.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're getting my forgiveness. So, you know,
How did you find my number?
It's in the directory.
How do you get my number?
It's in the directory. What do you mean you don't live here? It's in the directory. How would it be there if you don't live here?
Because I own the house.
Your story is just full of holes.
I know. Isn't it awful? Okay, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, come on.
I'm totally blown away.
No fake apologies.
All right.
It has to be a real one.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye, Barney. I forgive you. I think it's time to retire that idea from I regret jumping and move on to something else. Whoa, holy crap. Busy signal from another dimension. I don't know what the hell that was. Never heard that noise before.
Hello?
Hi, Patty Ann.
This is Patty Ann.
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
My neighbor over there on Pelican.
Hey, you know that candy you guys were handing out on Halloween?
No.
Hey, you get off our conversation, Robert. You just hang up the phone.
First of all, we don't hand out candy on this street.
Why not? Are you a bunch of Nazis over there?
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, I don't. Who are you? You're not supposed to be on mine and Patty Ann's conversation on our phone call, listening
in. Patty Ann's husband. How do you like me now? And I own the house. How do you like me now?
Oh, that's how it is in your relationship. You own the house, so you control her, right?
Oh my God, who is this?
I was just trying to say thank you for the candy. That's all. I live over on.
Well, you're welcome, darling. But we didn't have any trick or treaters. But you're welcome. I hope you had a wonderful Halloween.
Oh, we did. It was great. We got so much candy. In fact, my kids are diabetic now. But it's worth it because
there's, across the street from us, there's a house that was like lit up, and they had a it's a brick house. It's like diagonal from us. We're on Santa Lucia. I don't know if you know about that. Maybe you're calling. There's three different. The other ones are on.
No.
Two streets behind us.
It's definitely you. Maybe. I don't know.
On Thanksgiving. I mean, on Trick or Treat Day.
Yeah, on Trick or Treat Day. Yep. Yeah, I know you don't know the name of the holiday because you guys are Nazis and everything. But yeah,
you want to come over?
Definitely. Oh no. We got the candy. We needed, and it was delicious. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, great. But the fact that you're calling me a Nazi now, I want you to come over.
Well, you guys agreed with me. You agreed about the Nazi thing and said everyone in the streets Nazis.
You know what? You have a wonderful life.
You too.
God don't like ugly.
Oh, yes, he does. God loves everyone, whether they're ugly or pretty. Are you still there, Robert? Nope, Robert hung up too. Holy crap, you guys, I own the house. How many times does he throw that in her face? It's not we own the house, it's I own the house. So I can listen in on her phone calls.
Get to the phone right now. If your family or friends, leave a message. We'll call you back. Everybody else, goodbye.
Whoa. Hey, Nick. I'm a telemarketer, and I was just calling to sell you something. But I guess you're not there, so I'll try about 7 or 8 more times later this evening. Thanks. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Holy crap, what a rude message. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm your neighbor.
You live where? Oh, on Pelican. Okay.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I'm a divorced father over here, and I didn't have my kids on Halloween, so I'm going to take them trick-or-treating tonight now that I have them, so make sure you have candy out and leave your porch light on, okay?
We do not have any candy at all. I'm diabetic. So.
Oh, you're going to have to go to the store real quick and just get a small bag of candy or maybe just a...
No, I can't. No.
We're going to be trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, please. Come on, I only get my kids one day every 2 months.
No.
But don't you appreciate my situation? She hung up. Can you believe that, lady? Come on. Help a divorced father of two out.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over in Pelican. I'm the one that's divorced. You know. Your neighbor.
Roy.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, look, we're gonna be trick or treating tonight because I didn't have my kids on Halloween and I just got my kid for my one day of the year. So, can you make sure you have candy out tonight and leave your porch light on?
I'm not going to be here tonight.
Oh, can you leave a bowl of candy out and a sign that says just take one?
I don't know who you are.
Oh, my name is Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm a divorced father of two. And I only get
Where
my...
Where on Pelican?
Over on the 900 block. You know, the big pink house? The four shades of pink?
With four shades of pink. I don't know that house.
With the purple trim.
I don't drive down Pelican.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd notice it if you drove down the streets. The one with the clowns in the front yard.
Okay. Yeah, I don't drive down there that often.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you just...
I don't know. I don't have any candy here. That's the problem.
Can you whip up a batch of... We'll even take the baked stuff that they used to hand out in the 60s or whatever. It's okay. A slice of cake or a bowl of cereal, maybe.
Okay, don't count on it though.
Oh, come on! It's gonna disappoint my kids. They're like 5 and 6. I promised them everyone would have candy, so you know, don't be a jerk and break their hearts.
Will.
Well, not candy, but you know, just anything works. Just make a sandwich and. Just put it in a wrapper so it doesn't get eaten by bugs.
All right. I'll see what I can do. But like I said, don't count on it.
Oh, thank you so much for pulling through for me. I appreciate it so much. We'll be there tonight. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Oh, that's the best. She might leave something on the porch for me and my kids. What a nice lady, unlike that lady before. Jeez.
Hello?
Hi, Megan?
Yes.
Hey, Megan, it's Roy. I live over on Pelican. I'm your neighbor. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be taking my kids trick-or-treating tonight on your street. So can you make sure you have candy out and leave your porch light on? Well, it's nothing to laugh about. I'm a divorced father. I only get them one day a year. And, you know, we have to do the trick-or-treating thing, and in the morning we're going to do Christmas.
Okay.
So do you have candy in the house? Can you make sure you put it by the door?
I have no candy. Who is this?
Not even Jolly Ranchers or something?
No.
Shit. Cough drops?
No.
Lifesavers? They love Lifesavers.
I have nothing.
Ah, crap. Well, I don't know. Can you bake something? Can you just throw something in the microwave and have it ready?
No, I don't think so. Who is this?
Crackers? Just a you know, a sandwich bag full of crackers? Saltines? A slice of bread?
Sliced bread. That would be exciting.
A handful of dry macaroni?
No, don't have any macaroni.
Jeez, what the hell do you eat over there? Make them some oatmeal or something? Well, anyway, we're thinking right around dusk. That's when we're going to start doing our trick-or-treating. They'll be the one dressed as a witch.
Okay.
A witch and Deadpool. A witch and Deadpool. You know, the guy in the red suit? My son, he's 5. He's going to be Deadpool. That's his hero.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he's a funny character for kids.
Okay.
Yep. A witch and Deadpool. So make sure you have something when we come up there, okay? Yeah, I'm sure you can. Okay. Just give him a quarter, you know? Just throw a quarter in the bag. I know you have quarters.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that'll work too. Okay, well, we'll see you around dusk.
All right.
All right. Bye, Megan.
Bye.
Have fun baking whatever you make for us.
Yeah, right.
All right, bye. I don't think Megan's going to do anything for me. She probably thinks this is a joke. Isn't she going to be surprised when we show up? I love that idea, though. The whole, you know, coming to trick-or-treat a month late thing. That's the best one so far, Mr. I Regret Jumping. You want to know what the worst one is? The worst one is that my kid has diabetes thanks to the candy that you gave me. Which sounds hilarious, but I called this old lady earlier. I deleted the call, so you guys aren't going to hear it. But she completely took me seriously. She's like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh no. It's not your fault. It's just that I fed them 3 full pillowcases full of candy. And she was all distraught and stuff. I had to calm her down. And then we became friends, and I just sat there and talked to her for a while. And she told me all about all the beautiful Christmas decorations in the neighborhood. And I think I had a good 10 minutes with this old lady who took the whole diabetes thing very seriously. She was telling me all about the other people in her family that have diabetes and, you know, having to call 911 for them, and it was kind of a depressing phone call, so that's why I deleted that one out of there. But don't worry, she doesn't believe that she gave little kids diabetes anymore. She only had to live with that for about a minute, maybe, until I let her in on the joke. Apparently diabetes is not a funny joke. Who would have thought?
Hello?
Hello, Diane?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I just went... I'm sorry, what?
I don't remember which one you are.
Oh, I'm the one with the hair. I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to be bringing my kids trick-or-treating there tonight. So, do you have candy left from Halloween?
No.
Oh, do you have anything around the house? Because we're going to be there tonight, you know.
Okay, I'm sure I can come up with something.
Okay, because I'm a divorced father. I only get my kids, you know, just a couple days a year, so I didn't have them on Halloween.
So you're going to have it now. Well, good for you.
That's right, yeah.
How old are your kids?
They're 21 and 27.
You're kidding, right?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Can you tell that dog to shut the fuck up? Oh, my God, I can barely hear you. Hello? Oh, look at that. She's trying to pick back up and make a phone call, and I don't have a dial tone sound effect like I used to. But apparently the fuck word is a trigger word for Diane. Sorry about that, Diane. What a nice lady, too. She was actually going to do it for me, and she's proud of me for being a good dad for my kids in their 20s. I could just do that prank for the rest of the show, but I'm going to move on to the next idea, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, Lee?
Yeah.
Hey, Lee. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor over on Pelican.
Okay.
And, I don't know. I was doing my Ouija board stuff here, and my Ouija board spelled out your phone number. Is done by a spirit named Klaatu. I was just wondering why.
So long.
Why does he have your number? He said so long. That's great. That was another idea of I regret jumpings, which kind of makes more sense around Halloween. But you know how I am with my prank requests and emails and everything. I'm always late on everything. Can't blame the FBI for this one. It's all my fault.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Norman. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over in Pelican.
Yes, Roy.
And I was just wondering, you know, like, my grandparents used to live in that house that you're in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was really missing my grandpa, and I know he used to haunt the house. Does he still haunt it?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just kind of hoping I could maybe pass along a message to my grandpa, to my dead grandpa.
What was his first name again?
His name was Harold. Harold who?
Okay. And his wife's name was?
Jim.
People used to live here?
What?
Louise and...
I think he might have been Mike.
It was your grandfather then.
Not Louise. Oh, Louise was actually his mistress.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was a big old mess right around the end there. But, yep, he used to haunt the house all the time. And does that ever happen there? Does he, like, throw things around and punch?
No, not that I know of. And do you know, have any strange goings on that could give the idea that there might be a ghost around? Okay. And wife says no, and I say no.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe he just moved on after I left. You know, he probably just.
Well, he could have moved on after Louise left.
Yeah. That could be it, too. I think that's who he really loved.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I can't be of more help, Jim.
Okay. Well, if he shows up there, you just, you know, just roll up a newspaper and hit him on the nose. On his ghost nose,
okay.
and be like, no.
Yeah. That's
what I did when he was alive, because
he's
really irritating.
Thanks for sharing. You're certainly welcome to come over if you want to look around.
Love him. Oh, no, it's okay. I don't want to intrude or anything. I just...
That's all right. If you want to, you're welcome. Just let us know.
Okay, all right. I'll keep that in mind if I ever want to, like, hold a seance or anything.
Okay. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween, Norman. What was that at the end? What was that noise he made? I don't know what that was about, but holy crap, I'm talking to the nicest people today. I mean, my dead grandpa, even though he's not haunting them, they're willing to let me in their house to look around, have a seance with all of my satanic friends and stuff. You know, I think on the last full show that I did, we had determined that everyone in this entire neighborhood were a bunch of assholes. But I think on that day, we must have just been calling the Nazi blocks. This time, we're on the good side of the tracks in this little neighborhood thing. Can't believe they took that so seriously. That was great. Asking his wife, is our house haunted? He probably watches all those ghost shows on television. Takes them seriously.
Hello?
Hello, Peg?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes.
Hey there. I just wanted to let you know that the paperwork finally went through, and we're going to be taking over your backyard because we're going to put up a cellular tower in your backyard.
What?
We're going to be putting a cellular phone tower in your backyard, you know, a gigantic tower antenna thing.
In my backyard?
Right. Instead of having a backyard, we can't have any grass back there. That's going to be a fire hazard.
Okay. Who is this?
My name's Roy. I'm from the Homeowners Association, and we're going to put a building back there and a big tower, a very large 100-foot tower. So you'll have.
I don't think so.
Well, the good news is you'll have really good cell phone reception in your house.
yeah, but in lieu of backyard, that doesn't work.
Well, but we're going to be making a lot of money off of this, the rental fees and everything. So it's kind of worth it. And we're going to be giving you like $20 a month for this.
No, I don't think so.
No, it has to be done. We've already signed the paperwork and they're going to start building. It looks like in the first quarter of 2017, they say.
Well, there's a vacant lot right next to me. So if you need a tower, you can put it there.
Well, no, they don't want that one because we don't want to put it there. We want to put a house there.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not calling to ask permission. I'm just letting you know they're going to start building a tower in your backyard. So if you have any, any lawn furniture, you may want to get rid of that because they're going to start digging. They're going to be putting a building underground, like three stories underground. There's going to be an elevator room, and she's gone. That's how you deal with something you don't want to hear. You say no and you hang up the phone. Works every time. That wasn't one of I Regret Jumping's ideas, by the way. I just thought I'd mix things up a little bit. Threatened to put a tower in someone's backyard. Seems like I'm not getting any more answers, so I'm going to use that as an excuse to just kind of end the show now. But I got to do that one again. I got to tell them I'm renting out their backyard for a cell tower. I'm sure if I do that one a few more times, I'll get someone that's really pissed off about it. So maybe I'll just stick with this list for next week, too. It's a pretty great list. There's still tons of numbers left on it. Let's listen to a few voicemails.
Hi, honey.
In this.
God, I wish you'd go shirtless so we could see that nipple size.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering, when the FBI came over, are they responsible for you not having the 24-hour live stream on your website anymore?
Probably.
That would be great if you could answer that, because if not, then... you should probably take that down for other reasons or just fix it. That'd be great. Bye.
I didn't know it wasn't working. I just fixed it a week or two ago. Let's see. Yeah, I'm clicking on it. It's not working. Here, I'm going to fix it right here on the show for you. I'm going to log into the server thing. I'm going to log into the SentovaCast, the best shoutcast software in the entire world. Don't question why I'm saying that. Just accept it. And everything looks fine here. Let me reload to the next track. Yeah, I don't know. Here, I'll reboot the server. I'm just going to reboot the whole thing. There we go.
Seems very sketchy of you.
There's my voice.
Yeah, my mother's really looking forward to meeting you. All right, bye, Norma. I'll try back tomorrow. Yeah.
It appears to be working. It just kind of started up as soon as I reboot the server. Maybe I just need to reboot the server every week or something to keep it going. It's like a Windows 98 machine.
Yo! This is Philly Youngbo. Yo, Roy. So this is what I think happened, right? Like, I think the FBI was like, somebody found some of your clips, like on YouTube. And it was like, damn, this shit funny, yo. We gotta get his whole collection so we can just be laughing and shit. They probably didn't even know about your BitTorrent file, yo. So they just came to your house and took all your shit. They probably all back at headquarters rolling, just laughing their asses off.
Sure, that's what's happening.
That's what I think happened. So just think about all the new fans he's going to get down at Washington, D.C., FBI.
Yep.
Yo, because
Snowplow Show, it's going to be the official voice of the FBI from now on. They're going to be playing it in the car on their way to their missions and stuff. We're losing you. Oh, we lost the connection. Yeah, just like What's-His-Face said in the Phone Losers comments a few days ago. They just wanted all the unreleased stuff, and holy crap, did they get a lot of unreleased stuff. It's probably going to take them years to figure out what to charge me with because they have to just listen to everything.
Hi, is Jim around? I just want to say I think that reference is fucking awesome.
Aw,
and
thanks.
I'm sure most people don't even get it.
I'm glad they don't.
But I do.
Yep.
I'm old too.
That's why I do it.
Anyway, that's all to say.
All the youngins, they don't get our hip old people references. You're just going to have to wait until you grow up to really understand this show.
Hey, Brad, I was just calling to say that I'm sorry to hear that you got raided by the FBI. And
it happens.
Also, that you I'm know. Already making plans to visit you in prison.
Aww.
And that I'm probably going to smuggle in a cell phone for you in my asshole.
Okay.
So there's that to look forward to.
Hopefully there's no FBI listening to this episode.
And I love you. I love the show. And I hope everything works out for you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm sure everything's going to be fine. But, you know, I would appreciate the butt-smuggled cell phone, if not.
All right. So, yeah, I do have incredibly fucking awesome things to say, Brad. And one of them right now is just want to say that it's really amazing to hear that there is a great new show after you're raided by the fucking FBI. Like, my oh fucking my. You know, I can actually relate to the disturbance of the state of mind when you look and find that the fucking FBI is in your face.
I don't have emotions. It's okay.
Place, looking and looking and looking all
after that accident in the 80s.
Serotonin and leaked into my mind when I started going and trying to find
a
new
upload. You know, I'd love to play this entire 3-minute long message, but I'm not going to, and I'm not going to play the other 3-minute long message that you left, or the minute and 34 seconds message that you left before that one. But thanks for the voicemail. That was David, you guys. He said his name in one of the other voicemails. Ain't nobody got time for all that, though. Oh, look, here's another one. And it's 3 minutes long again. Delete.
What's up, dude? Slapjack here.
Hey.
Dude, if you don't stop saying I caused the FBI raid, bro, I'm gonna freak out, bro.
Well,
I'm gonna fucking freak out.
Stop causing it, then.
So just chillax on that.
Okay. I won't do it again. Never
just
again.
On it.
Okay.
Peace.
Hey, boy.
Hey, Jag TV.
And I wanted to know if you guys wanted to listen. So here we go.
No. No thanks, Jag TV.
Blood and silver.
Don't want to hear you play Skyrim.
Blood and silver.
I'm sure it's lots of fun, though.
Hey, Brad. It's that guy who you wanted to play sad music over because he got really sentimental.
Oh, yeah.
So
still too lazy
thinking,
to do that.
I kind of, you know, I want to be one of the regular voicemail people, like, you know, Corbin guy, Ipokesma, Olga.
Nope. Nope. All the positions are taken. You can't have it.
And other people. I can't remember.
Sorry.
So, like, if they don't have, like, a stick, right? Like, Corbin guy's always trying, and Olga tells a joke.
Yep. Yep. They have
and
sticks.
And Ipokesma has a funny name. And, so, like,
I just delete iPokeSmots.
You can call me Diregraph. So it's like D-I-R-E-G-R-A-F.
Okay, thanks. I'll remember that. Okay, bye.
Hey, Brad, this is no one of importance. I just wanted to test to see how long it would take for my voicemail to be played.
3 days.
It is currently November 23rd, so I expect it should be played around Christmas. So, Merry Christmas and have a happy good New Year. Fuck.
Okay. Thanks. Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm just playing the most recent ones today. You know, sometimes in the voicemails, I play the older ones first, but I don't really have time for that today. You know, it's Sunday. I was supposed to have a show out on Friday, and I never got around to it. Well, I did put a hobo-sode out, but I think I need to do just a voicemail show one of these days, very soon, because my voicemails, I think they're a month or two behind by now. There's like 92 left. And here's one of the most recent ones.
Hey, Roy. It's Diregraph.
Hey.
Sorry to hear about the whole FBI situation. I mean,
it's all right.
If you, like, got a VPN and weren't such a hobo, you know, that wouldn't have happened to you.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
Like,
even though
my
I put the calls up, you know, online for everyone to hear.
Advice to you is to stop being a hobo, and you won't have problems like that anymore.
Yep.
But on a more
Silly
serious
me.
Note, it's been a week now. And you told us to yell at you if you didn't have a show out.
Yep.
It's Sunday now.
It's true.
And you released a show on Tuesday. And I keep refreshing, waiting.
This call came in 92 minutes ago. And you would have heard a show on Friday if you were a subscriber. If you were to sign up at phonelosers.org/cactus, you would have heard the hobo-sode that I did on Friday. It was like 17 minutes long.
And, I mean, you said you had all the equipment set up, so you didn't have an excuse. And you told us to yell at you. So this is my
formal
reprimanding. I'm going to tell your father when he comes home, and you're going to be grounded. So you better get to that episode really quickly.
All right, I'm going to hurry up.
Your father's going to be home for dinner in about an hour.
In fact, that is the perfect
talk to you later. Bye.
Excuse for me to stop doing voicemails right now and finish up the show. I still have to edit everything, but I want to hurry up and get this out before more people yell at me in the voicemail. So that is the end of today's show. Thanks to that guy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Greg T., for sponsoring today's show. Thanks, I Regret Jumping, for all of the hilarious ideas I used today from your list. I still have, I don't know, like 15 ideas left on this list. I haven't even looked at them all yet. So I think that means I need to do more of that same neighborhood again. Thank you, Eric, for taking photographs of your own homeowners association list, directory, thing, and sending them to me. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Praise Jesus, he is Lord.
Pool so dirty, got a couple pool boys feeling kinda sturdy. Wanna see him scrub my pool deck chairs? Jump in the hot tub if you wanna see me stare. I'm only 52, menopause blues, but I won't pause with you. Honey, it's true, my top is slipping, catch my bathing suit. Champagne I'm sipping and orange juice. Pool equipment, the ultimate commitment. It's so erotic, pool too exotic. Your tip, maybe I have it. Drop those speedos and I won't forget it. Lounge in the water with my shades on. Pretty little pool boys, they got it going on. I'll work until dawn, let me see your thawn. Freezing to shiver, come pool hither. Come pull hither, freezing to shiver. Come pull hither, freezing to shiver. Come pull hither. Where are those pool boys?
Well, lady, did you call? Gilly uncloven eyes, really red bloody eyes, feeling so Roman eyes, and I can't give a fuck you guys. Squeegee man, search the earth, squeegee plans a certain word. Sir, I'm cursed, but her and curse, surfing turf, dink and curse. Mama says to do what's best, shave my chest and wax the rest. No, I'm blessed when I'm undressed, it ain't a stress, I can't do rest.
I'm the pool boy, I got the pool tools. Fishing out leaves with the net, that's too cool. New rules, while you're away in the fool school, we're sexing your mom, yes your dad is a true fool. Scratch that, let me wipe the crust from my mustache. Lick so many pussies I can still smell the butt wax. Trust that I lust ass, mustache brush back. Old lady screaming at me, pool boy come back. But I'm a lone wolf, ready to thrill, serving old ladies in bubbly hills. For the heavenly's thrills, it's a pool boy's dream. I cut my cocaine with chlorine for more cream. Pool boy, since the age of 14, I would sneak into the deep end. Cannonball, smash them all, animal, act them all. Thigh high, white shorts, white knight, white horse, dress for some light chores. Licking my lips to excite you more, ever since I got rid of those unsightly sores. Heat it up now, wait, open up the steam grate. Check up on the pH, relate and see fate. No debate, for Pete's sake, there's so much to touch. I must just lust to bust nuts a bunch. These double entendres revel in saunas. We're young, dumb, and full of puns, so get some.
Can you tell that dog to shut the fuck up? Oh my god, I can barely hear you. I don't, who are you? You're not supposed to be on mine and Patty Ann's conversation on our phone call listening
in. Patty Ann's husband. How do you like me now when I own the house?